Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah. This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Reverend Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I want to start by thanking you, our listeners, because we are so grateful for your encouragement and support. Please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. If you miss an episode of the show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or MP3 of our broadcast. Details can be found on our website, which is www.gncm.ca. Today, I've got a special thank you for the sponsor of this show. It's a thank you to the United Church Women of Dominion Chalmers Church. Dominion Chalmers is a church where I used to do ministry for 7 years, and I'm really pleased that they've stepped forward to sponsor this show today. Thank you again. Today, as we begin, I want to share with you a scripture that speaks of the glory of God, and that's my theme for the show today, declaring God's glory. This scripture is taken from Chronicles, although the words are also repeated in the book of Psalms. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing. They will sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, O God, our Savior, gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. That's actually the part of the scripture where the people say Amen and praise the Lord in response to this glorious theme of praise. And we're going to look at the theme of praise throughout the scriptures. In fact, the first words of the Bible are, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we soon see that the story of scripture, which is set in the heavens and the earth he created, is really the story about the one true God and his glory. And we're going to explore this theme. And to begin, I'd like you to listen to a song of praise sung by Jackie Velasquez, from her 1998 album, named after her own name, and the name of the song is simply titled Glory.
Looking for a meaning
praise of God and the declaration about God's glory is seen throughout scriptures. And in the Old Testament, there's a great emphasis on God in action, God being glorified in what he does for his people. God who created the universe, who created all things, who made the earth and prepared it for humanity. God who walked in the garden with Adam and Eve and who was patient with them despite their rebellion. God who disciplined the earth, who judged the earth, who caused all things to move forward in his plan of salvation. The Torah, the first five books of the Bible, describe a God in action, a God who is working to redeem a world that has turned away from his love. And so throughout the Torah, we see God glorified in what he does for his people. And that glory is seen in his work to deliver the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, even as all the events that led to them going to Egypt to be saved from famine were part of his plan and bring glory to his name. And then the Torah spends an awful lot of time talking about the wisdom of God, describing God's wisdom in the way he directs the people of Israel on how to live in a society that is free and is capable of fixing itself on serving their neighbors, blessing one another, and obeying their God. God in action and God in word, glorified by his wonderful work. And when we get further on, we go through the books, the histories of Israel, and we see that God is glorified, and that is the theme again, by the way he keeps reaching out to the people of Israel and restoring them after they drift away from wisdom and truth. He calls them to worship him alone because he knows that the false gods of the nations around them, these idols made of stone and connected with purely imaginary ideas, these gods are of no good, no use to them. And to praise those other gods is to waste yourself and to demean yourself. In the book of Psalms, one of the Psalms speaks about the worship of those idols, saying that those idols have mouths that don't speak, eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, and those who worship them become like them. God calls the people of Israel to worship him in his glory because only the glory of God can give them life and lead them in the way everlasting. And throughout the book of Psalms, there's different themes about how God is glorified. In some Psalms, they remember the works of God, looking back over the whole history, and they praise God and declare how wonderful he was to their ancestors to bring them to this day and this present moment. At other times, the Psalms delight in God's law and explore the wisdom of God and declare his glory in the way he has given beautiful direction to his people. And other Psalms more personally speak about experiencing the goodness of God. In Psalm 18, it reads, "The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From violent men you rescued me. Therefore I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name. He gives his king great victories and shows his unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever." There's no doubt about the subject of that psalm, that God's blessing on the king as he enables the king to overcome violent enemies of the nation and to keep the people of God in freedom. Later on in Psalm 119, a psalmist declares how wonderful God's word is. And Psalm 119 is a huge, long psalm structured with a very careful pattern so that it tries to imitate the orderliness of God's law and his promise and his creation. And in Psalm 119, in the 89th verse, it reads, "Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts. for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. The psalmist shows us that in looking at how God has shown his love in directing his people along the right paths, that in meditating on that law, meditating on the word of God, there is great delight and great wonder at the glory of God. And then we can turn to a psalm that is far more personal, that has become a heartfelt prayer for many Christians and Jewish people through the ages, when the psalmist David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." Psalm 23 speaks about an experience of God that is a blessing to the individual, a salvation and nurture and care coming from the Most High. And God is glorified in his tender, loving care for his people. As you read the Psalms, you'll find the theme of glory in each of these ways. Even in the dark times of life, when people are going through the most difficult trials and they find that their hope is secured by looking not to the problems, but to the glory of the God who can save them. We're going to look at some of the other themes of the glory of God in the Scriptures, but I'd like you to hear a traditional hymn sung by Michael Card, "Holy God, We Praise Thy Name," from his album Star Kindler. Continue with the theme of the glory of God in the Old Testament, you could look into the books of the prophets, where people are called to remember the glory of God, and where they are called to live out their lives in a way that gives glory to God. When the prophets call for wisdom and call for people to act with justice and mercy, They're calling for people to demonstrate the things that glorify God. For God has been glorified in his wisdom, in his justice, and in his mercy. But I want to turn to the New Testament, and we see the glory of God declared and demonstrated in a whole new way, consistent with everything from the Old Testament, but brought into our presence in a new way. For the glory of God is the theme of the New Testament as well, and it begins with announcing the glory of God, declaring the glory of God around Christ's birth. Now, Christmas season is past now, and it's easy to forget all the things that that were going on at Christmas time. But let's remember for a moment how the theme of the angel song was the glory of God. And when Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit, she spoke about the glory of God and how God was glorified in saving his people through Jesus Christ. When Simeon received Jesus in the temple, he again made the theme of the glory of God the theme of his praise, because in the baby in his arms, he saw the glory of God revealed, the salvation of God in a little child. And when Jesus comes to do his ministry and to teach, the kingdom of God is the theme of his ministry. And he speaks over and over again about how we can glorify God by loving our neighbor, by doing the will of God, and having hearts shaped and filled with the righteousness of God. The glory of God is the theme of his ministry and the goal of his works. And we see that even when he comes across a person born blind, the disciples ask the question, "Lord, was this fellow born blind because he sinned or because his parents sinned?" Because that was the way people looked at the hardships of life, that somehow you got what you deserved, you got what was coming to you. And Jesus changed the whole dialogue by saying the reason this person is blind is so that the glory of God can be revealed in him. And then he revealed the glory of God by healing the man and giving him his sight back. The glory of God is in restoring the beauty of creation, restoring the wonder and purpose of human life. The glory of God is in him pouring out his love on his people. And even as we go through hardships, we might want to take a moment to think about how God will be glorified as he delivers us. It may not be in this moment. It may be a future moment that we're looking forward to, but we can anticipate the glory of God and be lifted up in our difficulties. When Jesus healed the sick, then he was glorifying God. And when he fed the hungry, he was glorifying God. When he cast out demons and set people free from evil influences in their lives, he was glorifying God. When he welcomed outcasts, when the sinners, as the Pharisees called them, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, when they all discovered that God was inviting them home, that he was calling them to turn from their ways and receive the blessing of peace and fellowship in the family of God, many of them flocked to him, because the glory of God is not in setting up walls between the sinners and the righteous, but inviting the sinners to come and receive the glory of God in his salvation. When Jesus died on the cross, the theme was glory. God is glorified when he demonstrates his love in that full sacrifice of himself for the sake of his creation. He is glorified in the Son's obedience to the Father and in the Father's willingness to send his Son to redeem the earth. What great love he has for us, that this Son whom he loved, he was willing to allow to come and bring us to salvation. Of course, it's easier to see God's glory in the great things. When Jesus rises from the dead, when we see that death has no hold on him, it's easy to see that God is glorified in that powerful work of resurrection. And we can make that the theme of Easter songs in a few weeks' time. We can make that the theme of our celebration every Sunday as we sing that Jesus Christ is risen today. But let's not forget that his glory is also in the darker, shadowy times when he shows his love in the humility and in the pain of working for our salvation. The Apostle Paul described the glory of Jesus Christ in these words in the book of Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have the fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Jesus glorifies the Father. And he glorifies the Father by reconciling all things to himself. And when he calls to you and invites you to turn to him for forgiveness of sins and to receive the gift of eternal life, God is glorified. God is glorified. The purpose of Jesus' life and the goal of God's work in creation is to bring lost people back to himself. Our story may be a story of a joyful life, a happy, contented life, and that does bring glory to God. Someone who grows up in the knowledge of God and from an early age has received Christ as their Savior and goes from one good thing to another, that's a great story. That's a wonderful story. But so is the story of the person who felt at one time that they were so far from God, the gap could never be closed, who felt that their deeds had put an impenetrable barrier between them and God, who was trapped in a lifestyle that they felt they could never get out of. But then the light of God shone in their lives, and then the barrier came down, and the shame was taken away, and the guilt was erased, and the power to live a new life was granted through the Holy Spirit. This is a great story. This is the story for so many of us, that God has glorified himself by showing his ability to save, his ability to deliver, his ability to bring peace in the storm, to bring shine light into darkness, and to never be overcome. I hope that you have a story like this, that even if right now you feel distant from God, that you will recognize that God wants to close that distance and bring you back to himself, that you can pray to him and know that he will hear your prayer and he will be glorified in saving you and saving others with his great love. Let's turn to God in prayer now. Almighty God, thank you that you are full of glory, that the heavens and earth declare your glory, and that we, in our way, can declare your glory as well, as we call out to you in our need and recognize you as the one who can save, as we call out to you in thanksgiving for the gifts you have given, as we praise you for the hope that we have, the promise that we will receive of eternal life through Jesus Christ. We give you thanks and praise in his name. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. We do thank you because you keep us on the air week by week. And I want to encourage you to support our ministry financially. Did you know that Good News Ministry has only one major cost? Your hosts, Brent, George, Juliet, and myself are volunteers, and so are the people who manage our website, organize our events, and operate our board. Your gift can help us to meet that one vital expense, the cost of broadcasting, which enables us to reach you and over 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley. If you can, please make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184 Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0, and we will be happy to send you a receipt at income tax time. I also want to encourage you to tell others about this program. Be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now, to conclude our program, I'd like to have you listen to a song by the Wren Collective called Praise Like Fireworks from their album Homemade Worship. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant, abiding, and accompanying love. You gave us a heart.
the first time. I'll sing like it's the first time. I leave behind the cynic. I leave behind the cynic in my soul. We're letting praise like fireworks loose from our thankful hearts. You've given us a heart, given us a home. You've given us a heart, given us a home. You've given us a heart, given us a home with you. Yeah. We're bringing you our praise, bringing you our lives. We're bringing you our praise. Joy and pain we worship, through joy and pain we worship, with heart and soul wide open, with heart and soul wide open. Your strength will never fail us, your strength will never fail us. We're not lost in the darkness, we're not lost in the darkness, you are here.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.